This episode of The College Tapes contains coerced experimentation and panic attacks. Listener discretion is advised. From Luminary and Atypical Artists, you're listening to The College Tapes. This is episode 4, Malus Denarius by Megan Fitzmartin. Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, where are you?
I'm at, it just says the International Terminal. Well, there's a red bus in the loading zone. I'm next to a family that looks like they haven't bathed in months. Yeah, well, you're the one out in public, sir. Jesus. What? Are you? Oh, that Navy monstrosity?
Do you want to ride or not?
Yeah, I don't know if I should risk being seen in a garbage can on wheels.
Ha ha, very funny. Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
Shopping?
It's a line from a movie. How old are you again?
Oh, says the grandmother. Want to pick up the pace, Granny?
Hey, the speed limit
says... Hey, you see those parked planes over there? They're moving faster than we are.
Really? It's been, what, 3 years and you're still... you.
Miss me?
I'm a good driver.
Slow
does
not mean good. Nope.
You know, if you just use public transport like everybody else, I mean...
Hey, I'm not like everyone else, Byron. Besides, I wouldn't know where to go. Oh, look, I think a snail passed us.
Oh, you want to drive?
Where are we headed?
I could go for a waffle. You want a waffle?
So, what, an IHOP? How far away is that?
Why, you got a hot date or something? I wasn't sure if you'd want to drop your stuff at my place or if you want to grab something first.
And immediately your mind jumps to waffles?
Curio Coffee. Ever been?
My usual haunt in Boston was a 9x5 cell, so very few waffles, terrible coffee, you know.
Understandable. Right, well, they have like a rotating waffle list, and at night they turn into a pretty cool wine bar. Not
Fancy.
That I go for that anymore.
No. It sounds great.
Great. So, how was your trip?
What's that?
Dude.
Sorry. I'm off my phone. Besides, you know how my trip was. I texted you the whole time. How's the House of Blues?
Well, it's weird. Staying in one place.
And you don't get the urge to, you're not tempted to...
Eat a cell phone? I don't know what
drink,
that...
Drink? Come on, that was pretty clear.
Right. Remind me never to play charades with you. No.
Okay.
I've been, it hasn't been a problem.
Well, I did like the one photo you sent. Imagined dragons?
Yeah, close enough.
Well, I'm glad you've been in one place. Your texts have seemed calmer.
Maybe. I feel like I still have all this nervous energy, but it's been good to have a bit of a normal life. Hang out with Mags and Caleb, have dinner with Joni.
Ah, yes. Does she know of your new house guest?
Well, I mean, she's still Joni.
Meaning you haven't told her?
I'm not keeping it a secret or anything, but we have boundaries. We don't constantly need to be in each other's business.
Oh, I find that very hard to believe.
And I figured if you wanted to see her, you could reach out yourself.
Is she still running the AM?
Yes.
Well, then she probably shouldn't sit by the phone waiting for my call.
Well, you weren't here for all the cleanup. It's different. Promise.
Well, I'm here now. So thank you for picking me up and also for letting me stay with you.
Well, I was shocked when you told me you were coming home. I mean, back to Boston. You just been gone for a while.
Yeah. I've tried to make up for lost time.
Yeah, what brought you back?
You know, it's amazing how different unprocessed air tastes, feels.
You didn't answer my question.
You'll have to wait until we get some waffles. Oh, did you choose a Boston team yet?
Oh, Jesus.
You know it's all intertwined, right?
If you mention the Illuminati more time...
read the signs. Who else could be behind the Boston dominance?
Maybe,
it's obvious.
Maybe no, they're just good teams. Like, it's possible.
No, it's... Okay, there's a sound... Oh, a bell. Quaint. What do you want? My treat for the ride and room.
Just a black coffee.
Are you serious? After all the waffle talk?
I'm limiting my sugar intake.
Well, then why did you suggest a waffle bar?
So I can smell it. I'll grab a table.
No need. We're in the corner.
The corner? With the professor of the dark arts?
Dark arts? Black coffee and a giant waffle with powdered sugar, like... loaded with it.
You got it.
Oliver.
And we'll be right over there.
Oliver, what the fuck?
What?
This is why you were asking where we were going to coordinate a meet?
Yeah, may have been.
Who even is this guy?
Well, that's why we're here.
After months of... You were gallivanting through Europe and then you just...
Okay. Hey, Mark. Look, I just really need you here with me. Connecticut area code?
Mr. Ritz, wonderful to meet you.
Waiting to see if the same could be said for you.
Yes, I'm sorry about the subterfuge. I'm Professor Blackwell.
Professor?
I teach at Yale, hence the area code. And you?
Mark.
My associate.
I see. I didn't realize there would be more to our party.
Yeah, that's me, party crasher. Didn't mean to surprise you.
Oh, no, I'm not surprised. Merely, this is very sensitive.
I trust my associate implicitly. Anything you say to me, blah, blah, blah. Now, how did you get my phone number?
Wait, you didn't give it to him?
So you haven't told your trusted associate about me?
Would you sit down?
Ow, not so tight.
Him? I trust. You, I'm not so sure about. Wanted to meet you first. Now answer the question.
You seem to think getting a person's number is difficult. I'm from the generation that used phone books.
My number is unlisted.
Mr. Ritz, nothing is unlisted. If I may ask, what made you finally respond?
Well, you said you needed help.
Hold on. That's why you... Ow! Knock it off!
You've been recovering artifacts for the Order since your release.
You...
That's also unlisted.
I need someone with your skills.
Who are you again?
No. Wait, I need some answers.
Mr. Ritz, we don't have time for this.
Actually, Professor, I have all the time in the world.
And I've maintained discretion in regards to your location and actions. I hope I can count on yours as well.
I'm sorry, are you threatening me?
I'm simply expressing the gravity of the situation. If you agree to my terms, you must come to Yale. This is sensitive.
You are sounding more and more like a Bond villain.
On the contrary. I have an artifact, Mr. Ritz. It's dangerous. I need someone like you to assess and, if necessary, disassemble it.
Disassemble?
This is of the highest secrecy. If the Order entrusted you with their work, you're incredibly capable, which I need.
Well, why don't you just call them?
Because I don't think the Order can be trusted.
Well, fuck.
So, will you help me?
I...
Black coffee and sugar orgasm?
Yeah, I think we're gonna get that to go if you don't mind.
I'll wrap it up for you.
My friend here just got back in town, so he'll have to think about it. Right, Oliver?
Yes.
Great. Have a nice day, Professor Snape.
Hey, you left the waffle.
Fuck the waffle, are you kidding me?
So you don't want the sugar orgasm?
You know what that would have required? A sentence. Oh, Mark, I'm working for the Order and I'm meeting some shady dude in Boston. That's why I'm back. That's it. And how long was that?
Look, I get it.
Less than a minute? How long was the car ride from the airport?
I didn't know how to tell you.
You've been working for the Order this whole time?
Well, that's not exactly
true. Instead, you tell me some bullshit story trying to find yourself in bowels of humanity.
Okay, to be fair, I said that after a fair amount of alcohol.
That's how you were bankrolling your whole trip, wasn't it? It wasn't the money that Sam gave you or turning lead into gold.
Okay, technically I can turn more than lead into gold.
I asked you. I straight up asked you.
Okay, so ask again now.
Why didn't you tell me you were working for the Order?
Because that's not exactly true.
So you're lying to me and Tall, Dark, and Creepy?
I'm not lying to anyone. I did use Sam's money, yes, and I did turn things into gold, okay? The Order doesn't pay very much.
But why didn't you...
I didn't lie to you today, did I? I told you you would find out why I came back, but I didn't know what I was walking into.
A lie of omission is still a lie.
I wanted to be better informed before I gave you the debrief. I knew you would have questions.
So you just waltz blindly forward?
No, I brought you with me. Doesn't that count for
something? I can barely bench press a hummingbird! Tell me about the Order.
I helped him out a few times. That guy, Lee Sandoval, you met him during the...
Yeah, I remember.
He had me work on a couple things, like a weird pocket universe inside a Fabergé egg.
What?
It's kind of hard to explain.
Fucking... Fine. Why you?
Well, you know how I made that serum? Using my power and yours to make something magical?
We don't do magic, Oliver.
Well, that's what having a fucking alchemist power means. There are people with my kind of power that make all sorts of...
All sorts of what?
I told you already. Weird egg-like stuff. Artifacts.
Seemed like you were going to say something a little more helpful.
Whatever. Can we go?
I still don't really understand your power.
Yeah, well, you and me both.
I know you made the serum, that you put together the different chemicals and synthesized it.
Well, you did too.
I was following your lead. I had no clue what I was doing.
Neither did I.
People... with powers like yours, what kind of stuff can they make?
Oh, man. An actual crystal ball. Or glasses that embed the knowledge of a book straight into your brain. Like, pretty much anything your high fantasy heart could dream of.
Fuck, that is...
Yeah.
Okay, so what's not so true about you working with the Order?
Well, I helped out for a little while, breaking things down, taking apart all these amazing and beautiful pieces to make sure that no one would get hurt. It was... Oh, Mark, people can create. I saw so many amazing things. Only they stopped calling, so I went adventuring. I did things that AM kept from me. But it was... lonely. And then Seamus got my number somehow. I mean, he knew about me. That's why I came back. I'm
interested.
Yeah.
Well, is it wise to team up with a guy who clearly has his fingers where they don't belong?
Really?
Grow up.
I'm just saying that was anyways, I have questions. And the more I worked with the Order, the more questions I had.
Well, I have plenty of questions for Professor Creepy. Made me feel
weird.
Could you tell if he has any power?
No, because I wasn't, you know, prepared. If I had any sort of heads up, I could have tried to figure it out. But as it is, your power made it hard to see if he had one. So are you gonna do it?
If I say no, will you still be mad at me?
This isn't about me. Come on, let's go drop your stuff off and get some dinner. Too late for waffles anyway.
What kind of place did you say this was?
No shabu shabu in your travels?
I was mostly in Europe and some parts of Northern Africa. Wait, is Israel considered Africa or Asia? Why isn't that sector of the world its own continent? Wouldn't that be easier?
It's part of Asia.
Cool. So, how is our fire friend?
Alex?
Yeah, that's the one. Blown anyone up recently?
It's been 3 years, Oliver. You have known about it by now. But it sounds like he's doing good now. Your serum worked.
Our serum?
They were able to reverse engineer it.
Hey, you think I could patent it, or is it too late?
It's doing a lot of good.
In their hands?
In my sister's hands. Joni made it so that it's available to anyone that wants it. No charge.
Well, glad I was able to do something good, I guess. I'm glad he's doing okay. You talk to anyone else from down there?
Joan hears things from time to time. But it's not like anyone tells me anything.
Hey, I haven't heard anything either. I mean, that's intentional, I guess, but I'm just as out of the loop. More so. So, when our food comes, I just cook it?
Yep.
We couldn't cook at your apartment?
It's an experience.
Oh. An experience. Okay, so how mad are you? 1 to frequency rampage?
Come on. I'm not mad.
Are you sure? Because you barely said anything at your place. And other than speaking at the speed of light when explaining our order to the waitress, your conversation skills leave a lot to be desired.
Funny. Real funny. I'm really not mad, Oliver. I'm actually good. Really good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, life's still rough. I still get the urge to drink. Some days are better than others, but the bad days are less and less. I don't love being in tight spaces. Not what you would call a social butterfly.
Nope, color me shocked.
And since I'm not drinking anymore in a town that literally is known for its beer, I don't get a lot of invites anywhere. But there's a kid who's become like my little brother.
Oh yeah, Caleb?
Yeah. Yeah, and Joni, I mean, we're up and down, but generally okay. I started feeling like myself again. Like I'm more than what happened to me. I'm more than what my power makes me.
That's really great, Mark.
Yeah, the job has helped a lot. Just having a place. I haven't been in one spot for longer than 3 months, you know? Before. But now I've been at this place for 8 months, and I definitely needed to spread my wings, move around.
I get that.
Yeah, figured you would. You know, I thought about joining you a few times. Especially after Sam left for her own around-the-world journey, but then I don't know, I suddenly needed a home. And I needed to make it myself. I'd been putting my home on Sam, Joan.
Damien?
Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. What he did, what it made me. What Wadsworth made me.
But you're better?
Like I said, some days are better than others. What about you?
Me?
Yeah, how's it been?
Huh, I told you, it's fine. Couldn't ask for a better life post-incarceration.
See, now that's
exactly... This is a joke, I'm joking.
Well, I'm not!
First you traded one secret organization for another.
That's not...
And you didn't tell me.
You don't own me.
Fucking... Do you talk to anyone else? Right. So, you didn't tell anyone, and then the secret organization just dropped you.
That was almost 2 years ago.
So then you partner with some other guy who wants you to do some secret mystery work. I mean, Tier 5 can mess with you, man, in ways that you don't expect, when you're not thinking about it. I think that's our food.
I have the a la carte chicken, sirloin, and these are the vegetables.
Thank you.
Did you need anything else?
Nope, I think we got it. Thanks.
What do I need to say to convince you I'm fine?
So you just dip the beef in the broth and let it
go. I'm not like you. I never needed a posse of delinquents to discuss my feelings.
I recommend cooking the vegetables first. They usually take the most time.
I don't need help. And I don't need to process, and I don't need your pitying glances and imposing questions at 2 a.m. in the middle of a bar in Venice to check in on me.
The meat cooks the fastest. Why'd you come back, Oliver?
I told you!
You told me I would find out at the cafe. Then you said you wanted to know what this guy was about, but why? You could have told him no. Could have kept drinking your way into oblivion through Europe, and no one would have been the wiser. No one would have had to miss you, right? Instead, you came back here to the city that held you captive. I thought you wanted to be free. You're just running from something else now.
You think you know everything, huh?
No, but I do know everything there is to know about being a Tier 5 survivor. So, what the fuck?
I'm broken.
We're all a little broken, so...
No, idiot, my power is broken.
What do you mean, broken?
Oh, didn't realize there was more than one meaning to the word.
Like, what, they're gone? Is that why the order stopped?
No. At least I don't think so. But I haven't made anything since that day at the AM when...
I remember.
Yeah. And it's not really that the order stopped calling. Not entirely. They did stop calling, but after I stopped answering. I couldn't be around that stuff anymore.
What stuff?
Stuff that works. All those different artifacts. Works of art. A frame that holds memories. A candle that sends messages. A music box that sings someone's greatest desires.
That doesn't even sound real. How the fuck did they make that?
Those were the truly inspired pieces. The joining of an alchemist with another power to create something extraordinary. It's not often done, near as I can tell, but when it is, I mean, they were beautiful and simple and unique. Something, someone, somewhere crafted out of nothing. And then they made me break it.
I get it. It sucks when people make you use your powers against you.
No. It's not that. Taking things apart is only one side of my power.
Right, I know. The other side is building. Yin and yang, create and destroy.
No, I would take these artifacts apart and help the Order study them. Figure out how they were made. Try to figure out more about these powers, about the intricacy, the masterworks.
Okay, you're sort of starting to sound like an addict there, Oliver.
Wouldn't you be?
Is there anything I can do?
I was hoping you'd ask. You were there the last time. You helped me, and it worked. It will work again. Do I need to take my shoes off?
It wouldn't help the place. But yes, take off your shoes. So, run all that by me again?
I need a reacting agent.
For what?
To combine into the power. Perhaps this is all psychosomatic, and I need to create something as equally beautiful to the wonders I've seen.
Oh, sure, no pressure. So, where does that leave me?
You will be my reacting agent.
I don't... like an experiment?
Yeah, in a sense.
But you know this works. We did it before. I don't think that...
You weren't a conducting agent then. Well, you were, but only to react to the chemical I was making. So, technically, I didn't need you so much as I needed someone else like me. You with me?
You want to join my power to make a Super Saiyan. Only instead of a Kamehameha blast, you make a talking lamp or some shit like that?
Sure.
Yeah, you lost me in the middle there, but exactly.
It's Dragon Ball... Never mind. I still don't get exactly what kind of artifact you could build with my power.
But that's just it. You and I, we could build anything. A power ray?
Ha ha.
Okay, fine. How about a mug that fills with a person's power?
Are you just looking for shit around my apartment?
Yeah, well, if you cleaned.
You know, most visitors are grateful.
What about a power controller?
A what?
Like a TV remote, but for power.
That doesn't have anything to do with my power.
Yes, it does. You're constantly changing channels. Sometimes it's louder, sometimes it's quieter. What if you had a way to control that?
I don't. Oliver, that's not a bad idea.
Right?
But does it have to be my remote?
Oh, come on. You can manually change the channel. I'll help you get your steps in. Now, put your hand out.
Oliver, I really don't know that we...
Myron, I think this will work. You don't know how much this means to me. I feel like I'm turning over a new leaf.
Okay, just... What do I have to do?
Where do you think that phrase came from, turning over a new leaf? Anyways, stand there and hold the remote in your palm.
Like this?
Perfect, yeah. Now, open up.
Huh?
Your insides, Byron. Let me see your insides. Okay, I shouldn't have to build something entirely new. If I can just get a foot in the door, we can tie the power to the electrical current.
Oliver?
This
is a bad idea.
Where's your screwdriver?
The last time you only needed my blood.
Ah, I found it. Okay.
Now you want... What exactly?
I need access to your power this time, so come on, open a power vein and let me in.
That sounds invasive.
You won't feel a thing.
Oh god, is that you?
Whoa, holy shit, you feel that?
Okay, listen to me, Oliver, I think you should stop.
What does it feel like?
Oliver, what did I say?
What, Byron?
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm just doing some observations, leopards and spots and all that.
How... Oh, okay. How much longer?
I don't know. It's not really an exact science. But if you boost your power up, maybe we'll see if it connects. You know, I do know of one chap. It took him days, but that was a sheep farmer in Ireland who wasn't around people all that much and didn't really get his power until much later in life.
Why aren't you stopping?
No, I know, Byron. I know. We're almost done. How does it feel?
I don't know. It feels like when you took my blood, except it's my fucking power. Stop!
Okay, no, I'm sure it just feels weird, but hold on. I just need a little bit more...
Oliver!
Calm down, Byron. This could work.
I said stop!
Mark. Mark, breathe.
I'm sorry, Oliver. I can't. You never really can leave Tier 5, right?
I'm so sorry, buddy. I didn't know.
It's fine. I'm gonna go to bed.
Mark.
Oliver, good to see you again. To be honest, I'm surprised. I wasn't sure I would hear from you.
I thought about your offer.
And? Ready to journey to Yale with me? Break open this artifact?
Yes. Seems all I can do is break things.
Excellent. Then I'll have to make some arrangements. I'll be right back. He's in. On to phase two.
Thank you.
College Tapes is brought to you by Luminary and Atypical Artists. The series is written by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, and Megan Fitzmartin. This episode is written by Megan Fitzmartin. In it, you heard the voices of Christian Brune as Oliver, Andrew Nowak as Mark, Anne Brielle Bresnan as the barista and waitress, and David Carey Foster as Blackwell. Additional voices provided by James Oliva and Anne Brielle Bresnan. This episode was directed by Lauren Shippen and sound designed by Brandon Grugel. The series was sound designed by Misha Stanton and Brandon Grugel. Original score by Evan Cunningham. The College Tapes is produced by Lauren Shippen, Brigham Snow, Lillian Holman, and Evan Cunningham. Thank you for listening, and stay strange.